And we start this hour with one of our favorite segments of the entire week, Big Head Bets. If you were unaware, the Big Head, James Kelly, a member of the XR4TI, not very educated, not very articulate.
Winthrop.
But in a weird, strange kind of way, smart as hell. He's got a big head with lots of data within that head. And every Friday, we pick games against the spread. And then a lot of you do what we suggest, and sometimes you win, and sometimes you don't. And then you get pissed and you at us. Time for another edition of Big Head Bets with the big head himself, James Kelly. Head, what's cracking?
Not much, Jim. What's going on? I'm looking at my BlackBerry Curve in my
Your BlackBerry Curve. Yeah. Is it with that little trackpad or that little...
The track. I like the ball better, but the track.
Okay. Yep. All right. I like the ball, too. Mm-hmm. Since we're tiny. Listen, one order of business.
I had a ball.
Before we jump into these games, we need to educate the newbies and manage the newbies and let them know exactly how hard this is.
Okay.
And how it is, right? Those who know how hard the game is, and those who are new to it do not seem to understand, but it's not their fault, so we're here to quickly educate. When picking against the spread, head, especially in the NFL, what is considered a good hit rate? What percentage?
If you hit at 55%, you're winning the game. If you do that consistently, you're pretty damn good. So just over 52.5 to break even, but that 55% era, that is damn good. 60 is incredible. 63, 64, 65 is pro stuff, especially in the NFL where it's harder, Jim, than any other sport because of the popularity and the parity of the sport. So I'd say 55%.
Okay, so why am I bringing this up? One, to educate the clones, and number two, like, what kinds of things do you hear if you go like 4-2 or even worse, 4-3, which would still be considered a good weekend?
Oh, 60%. They're done with me. I'm in a big slump. They're like, "Oh, you'll turn it around, big guy. You'll figure this thing out." So they at me all the time when I go 3-2.
And you're like, "Turn what around, man? I'm killing the game. I'm awesome."
That's what I said, man.
All right, so just keep that in mind. Not only are you not going to go 5-1 or 6-0 every single weekend, clones. There are guys that the head and I really, really respect, and they have weekends where they go 0-5, 0-7. So this is what happens. Don't come in here looking for a piece of us if we go 4-2. You're welcome. Thank us if that happens. Before I move on, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, I mean, it's very true, right? I mean, you could take 10 weeks of the NFL season right now. We broke even once going 3-3. We lost last weekend, but we won every single other weekend. So that'd be 8 weeks we've won. And if you would parlay them all and get sloppy, you'd lose every single one of them. So exactly what you're saying, man. 6-0 is so freaking hard, but if you're stupid with your money, you could lose it.
All right, so don't be stupid with your money. Let's get at it. We're about to get smart. We're going to get down. Ravens at Chicago. First game, head. I never thought that I would say it, but the Ravens are at Chicago, and that's pretty much a must-win game for them. Here's something else I never thought that I would say. The Bears are somewhat dangerous with Justin Fields getting more and more acclimated. He's going to make mistakes, but he's going to make plays, big plays, and he is as electric as advertised. What is the number? How are you playing Bears and Ravens?
Did you see Matt Nagy, real quick, sorry. Did you see Matt Nagy's comments on taunting and how bad it was for the kids, Jim?
I did see that, but for those who did not, well, I don't want you to start talking further, but go ahead and give it a shot. Use your words, head.
I mean, the dude who scarred every single kid in the Windy City while singing about penis and Cracker Jacks thinks taking two steps towards an opposing team's sideline is a bad example for the youth. I just found that extremely rich, so...
Bravo.
Matt Nagy. I'm going to miss
Bravo.
When he's
well
gone.
Done. Well done. You actually had a take and a line, and you set it up, and you delivered it, and you didn't butcher the English language or mispronounce anything. Well done, head.
And
by the way, good point. Good point. This guy's crying about taunting when he's the guy who was singing about penis and Cracker Jacks?
That's exactly right, man. I'm going to miss him when he's gone.
Well said. All right, how about the game itself? Scheme,
right? Okay, so the spread is -4 Baltimore, I see right now. Fields is playing better. Love him. Love him long term, but right now no one handles pressure worse than he does right now in the NFL. And outside of Buffalo, Baltimore has the second highest pressure rate in the NFL in getting after that QB. Also on offense, Baltimore was held under 100 yards rushing against Miami. They should have a big day on the ground against the Bears defense, who might be minus Khalil Mack again and has allowed nearly 5 yards an attempt their last three games. Let's go against Penis and Cracker Jacks. Baltimore -4.
All right, that's interesting because I can't believe I am about to say this, but I actually do like Penis and Cracker Jacks and the Bears +4.5 at home. I already hate myself for doing it, But you know the old saying, do what you hate, and if you consistently do things you hate over the long haul, you're going to have a huge life. So I'm going to do something I hate. I'm throwing in with the Bears. I'll go against you on that one. Packers v. Vikings, one of the games of the day, one of the games I'll be talking about on the NFL Today on CBS Sunday. So I don't want to give up my angle completely. I will let you break it down. But let me just say this personally speaking, Head, the Vikings always seem to screw me. If I were to be playing games, they never go my way. I know it's not personal, but they always seem to jam me. Do you have any teams like this, Head? Like, every time I pick them, they lose. But if I get butthurt and I pick against them, they beat me. It happens every time. What about you? How do you see this game?
No, the Vikings. The Vikings is that team for me, man, and they do it all the time. So no matter how I hit them, they usually take my money. So, but this here, Jim, I think it actually surprised the line. It surprised a lot of people. Green Bay opened as a -2 favorite, but the money moved this pretty quick down to Green Bay at -1, and I think it is because the more that you look at it, it makes sense. Mike Zimmer is actually 10-3 as a home dog since he took over in 2014. Wow. That's a 76% clip that he hits in that role. But I'm going to take the Packers at -1, and I'll take them because of Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, and that defense. The Packers' D is playing incredible right now. Bringing in Joe Barry as their DC was an incredible hire, and they're getting better against stiffer competition. Their last 3 weeks against Kyler Murray.
You're not. Pick up the pace, dude.
Kyler Murray held him to 21 points. Pat Mahomes, 13 points. And Weird Russ, 0 points. That's 11.3 points against three legends the last 3 weeks. The Vikings do have weapons, though. This will be a challenge, but I think Aaron knows how important this is in the race at the NFC's top spot, and I think he's going to get it done against a Minnesota team who won't get blown out but always finds a way to lose a close game at home. Packers, -1.
Hey, Weird Head, stop Weird Russing. You don't need to do that. You don't need to editorialize like that. Hey, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I like that pick. I would take the Packers also, but just know this. Whenever I pick either side of the Vikings, the other thing happens.
I know.
So I'm taking the Packers. If you clones want to lock, take the Vikes, because I'm taking the Packers. All right, Saints at Philly. I still do not trust the Saints at quarterback, which is why I said bring in Phillip Rivers when Jameis Winston went down, dadgummit, but they didn't. I don't trust them at QB, but I do trust their defense, and I trust them going up against Philly. Now, don't get me wrong. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni must be making them play rock, paper, scissors, duck, duck, goose, whatever the hell he's making them do. It's working because they are playing better. I don't hate them. I just don't like them enough to take them over the Saints. But then again, it does depend on the number, Head. What is the number? How are you playing it?
I just hit the Saints on WinBet at +2, Jim. They are road dogs here. And in this spot, under Sean Payton and without Drew Brees, they excel. The Saints have gone 8-0 against the spread as the underdogs without Brees the past three seasons, 8-0. And yes, the Eagles have found their offensive identity lately in running that football. Over the past three games, they've ran it in NFL most 41.3 times a game. But nobody stops the run better in the NFL than the Saints do. They limit opposing teams to an NFL best 3.1 yards per carry, and they are getting better, having allowed 2.5 yards per carry in their last three games. So this is a battle of each team's best here on that side of the ball, but I'll take the Saints plus the points in a close one.
All right, so WinBet has them +2, right?
Yes, exactly.
Good. Yep. Bengals v. Raiders. To me, Bengals v. Raiders is like the epitome of the NFL season. Like, you never know week to week, and there's almost no team that I can fully trust week to week. These are two great examples. At separate points of the season, I actually felt really good about both these teams, and I thought they both turned the corner, and they were playoff locks. But then the Raiders season absolutely blew apart, and the Bengals are not who I thought they were, at least not of late. Personally, I can't fully buy into either one of them, but I trust the Raiders less than I trust the Bengals, even at home. What's the number? Who are you rolling with?
Yeah, you nailed it here, but for some reason, I actually expect both teams best this Sunday. Big game for both, sitting at 5-4 each, and both off a two-game losing streak. Very evenly matched here. The number is Cincy -1, actually. I'll lay that point and take the Bengals. If they could handle the very good non-blitzing pass rush from the Raiders, they should win this football game. Joe excels at picking up the blitz and exposing defenses. Here, he won't see any of that, so that line has to hold the pocket. Expect the Bengals to mix in a heavy dose of Joe Mixon here. You can run on this Raiders defense. I also like the Cincy D line against Leatherwood and the boys. Cincy is a touch healthier. They are coming off a bye, and it's almost a must-win to me for Zach Taylor. He is 1-4 with additional rest against the spread. If he loses this game, he's in hot water, but I like the Bengals -1.
Dude, why are you always all over Leatherwood?
It's the funniest thing ever.
You ride that guy hard, man. All right, Texans, okay, Bengals -1. I like that, too. You and I are in agreement on everything except the first. Texans at Titans. What is a big head bet segment without hitting on one of the double-digit games? The Texans are ass. The Titans are, well, frankly, Head, I don't know about you. I'm not sure what they are. I have no idea how the Titans are doing what they're doing, because if you look at the metrics and you look at the analytics, there's no way they're as good as what their record says they are, but they are 8-2, and they find a way to get it done almost every single week. There's no doubt in my mind they slap the Texans, but can they do it to the tune of double digits? What's the number you see? How you playing it?
So I see Titans laying 10 here. Let's do that. Let's hit this. This could be a trap game. After all, the Titans did lose to the Jets earlier this year.
How did that happen, by the way?
I don't know. It's the NFL, right? But this defense has to have a heyday against this Houston offense, Jim. Houston ranks 32nd in yards per game and points by averaging 14.2 a game. That's, like, bad. And it's even worse on the road for the Texans offense, where they are averaging 7.6 points per game. 7.6. That is the definition of historic ass, dude. They are looking up at an Andrew Walter-led Raiders offense of 06. Jamarcus Russell's laughing at these guys and their inability to put points up. So, yes, this could be a trap game. But if the 8-2 Titans can't beat the Texans by more than 10 points at home, with that offense, they are not legit, and I don't care about the parity in the NFL. Let's go Texans to lose to the Titans. Titans -10 here.
Yeah, dude, just get that plane down. Just get that plane down. Hey, Head, remember last night when you and I were communicating back and forth about that game, and then all of a sudden you hit me with on iMessage, I might add. Did that old man just text us? I'm like, I don't know. I'm communicating with you, and I'm not looking at my phone. And there he was, man. What was your reaction when all of a sudden he creates a group chat to take credit for picking the game correctly?
Typical Ike, man. Never hear from him when he loses, but when he hits something good, when we didn't even ask him to weigh in on anything, here he is just flaunting it, just showing how great he is at this game.
Ike's not going to wait. Yeah. Ike's not going to wait to be asked. We know this about Ike. I mean, I almost respect it, but I don't.
It was even before the game ended, too, I think. He was, walking that thing off. So that's Ike for you right there.
Ultimate bat flip, little pirouette in the batter's box. Styling. Running around first base with his flap down. Running backwards after crossing second base.
Sliding into home plate. Cool in Ike's night. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so run it back. Lay it for those who are joining us late, and we will tweet this. Who are your picks this week?
Baltimore -4 at Pennis and Cracker Jacks. Green Bay -1 at Minnesota. Saints +2 at Philly. Cincy in Vegas -1. And Titans -10 against Houston in that horrid offense.
I haven't done the math. How many games is that?
Five games.
Five?
Yep.
All right. Have a great weekend, Head. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Five games. Like, if he and I and we went 4-1, that's an amazing weekend. If we went 3-2, we're taking that, clones, and we're going to be happy. I'm just trying to educate you. Like he said, if you can hit at 55%, you're doing well. If you hit at 60%, you are murdering the game. If you hit at 64 or 65%, you are a pro, a professional. The Head has been right around 60 the entire year. So you need to understand, don't be coming at us if we're 3-2. It's still a good day. 3-2, you take all day long. 4-1 is amazing. 5-0 is legendary. There are people that I respect immensely that will go 0-5, 1-4. It's a hard game, dog, but it's a fun game. It's a lot of fun. And my favorite thing about that is as long as you're playing with funds that you can afford to lose, All right. They don't start gambling things that are above and beyond your means. But as long as you can afford it, there is a communal aspect to it. We're all in it. We're watching the same games. We have action on the same game. You all have action on the same games. We're talking about it, man. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun when you win, and it sucks when you lose, but at least you can commiserate together when you lose. This is why we do this. There you have it.